So, how's it going with your wedding there, Phil?
Good. We're getting excited. We're under a month now.
Yeah.
Under a month.
Now it's just maintaining, make sure I fit my suit correctly.
Right.
Are you fitted already? We're all fitted?
Yeah.
You can't get fat if you're fitted. Yep.
No, I can't lose too much weight either, really.
Yeah, maintain.
Just stay.
Yeah.
Right. Right there.
Exactly.
Right.
Everybody RSVP?
Yep.
Ashley finally did?
Yes, I did.
I finally did.
Friday night, yep.
You both also needed a text at 8 p.m. on Friday.
Yes.
I responded.
Eventually.
Jennifer handles all that, and I don't want to blame her, but I didn't even, you know, I was shown the, you know, paperwork or whatever when it
invitation.
Arrived.
Invitation.
Invitation, yes.
You know, the contract.
Yeah. The deal.
The paperwork.
Here's the deal.
The paperwork. The paperwork.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I thought, okay, whoa, how pretty. And great. They look great. Great picture. Love it. Sounds good.
Yeah.
And I thought, it's
done.
Done. Done.
The paperwork.
It did my job.
Not
the paperwork.
I looked at it.
Yeah.
I saw it.
I commented, isn't this nice? Yes, it is. It really is.
Check.
Isn't this a great picture? Yes, it is.
And I says, look at this crap. Can't believe they sent this crap out. Yeah.
AJ?
I did not send mine.
Okay.
I looked in my pile. I have two piles of mail when I take the mail out, you know, out of the mailbox. I put stuff like cards and things like one pile and bills in another.
Cards,
things like that,
okay,
in one
like
pile.
Things that aren't bills.
Yeah, they are not bills.
But they're not junk.
Exactly, right. Yeah, the junk.
So junk pile, right in
the
garbage.
The junk I tear apart and throw in the garbage, right.
Yeah.
So I looked through the pile, and there is no invitation there. Now, that does not mean that I was not sent one.
Did you get a save the date?
It means I did not receive one, but maybe like you guys sent it out, and I did not get it.
Wow.
Now, this has happened before at my house. I don't know who they hire sometimes.
Ignoring my question.
But I'm explaining something to you. Right, so, you know, that's what I'm telling you. Okay?
Okay.
So what happened was, you know, there have been several times that I found my mail in my neighbor's bushes because the mail person doesn't close a damn lid.
Your life is something else.
And it goes flying out. But I've also had my mail go to somebody else's house down the street because they can't tell what damn number, even though it's right in front of my friggin' house, the number it is in the street, right next to the mailbox, somehow my mail goes someplace. Even the Amazon people put it next door, right?
Everybody else's fault.
Nobody seems to know how to deliver mail to my house.
They look at that front porch and go, I'm not walking up that.
Okay, maybe that's the issue.
That's
whatever.
Dangerous.
But the problem is...
The front porch is going to collapse.
Problem is
the back deck looks like it's going
to
fall.
The problem
back
is...
back deck needs to be painted,
the
actually.
Problem is... Relax, will you? The problem is that we spend so much time talking about Princess's wedding all the time.
Oh, it's my fault now.
That it's imprinted in my brain. August 22nd, August 22nd,
it's
August
not,
22nd.
That's not,
August not even
date.
A date.
I know it's August something. I know it's August something.
Wow, all right. Well,
so I know you didn't get something. A save the date or an invitation.
I didn't get anything. There's nothing in the pile.
But we see each other every morning. Why wouldn't you say something?
Because, again, what I was saying to you is spending so much time talking about this one's wedding. We never talk about your wedding. It's not in the forefront of my mind. Say, hey, Phil, by the way, I didn't receive a thing from you.
I love how you didn't RSVP and it's my fault.
So are you coming to the wedding?
I didn't say it's your fault. I'm not saying it's anybody's fault. I'm saying that the circumstance was that I thought that Phil's wedding was going to be later in May. I didn't know it was going to be the 14th. I'm booked for a big festival on the 14th to do comedy on the 14th. I was booked back in January for this. So now I'm like, I got to try and maybe get out of this. I don't know if I can get out of this festival. Mm. That's the problem. The problem is like when I got, that's why I didn't send you a thing. When you sent to me on Friday, I'm like, oh my God, it's the 14th. Like that's the friggin' date of the friggin' I'm supposed to perform that night. So now I'm like, now I got to try and get out of the other thing to make Phil's wedding. So there's a snafu. It's not that I don't want to go. It's that I'm already booked for something.
Do you want to go?
Honestly, because some people don't want to go.
I mean,
and I don't want you to feel like you're a hostage at this event if you don't want to be
there. See, I love you and Amanda very, very much, and I want to be there, okay? The thing is that, number one, I got to try and get out of this thing. Number two, I need a suit because the last time I wore the suit, I looked like a goofball. So I'm going to try and get out of this thing.
It's not a black tie wedding, AJ.
Oh, good, because I don't have a black tie.
You wear whatever you feel comfortable in. If you're going to come.
Can you wear shorts and flip-flops?
Wow.
Because if he can, he is there.
It's so funny. I was thinking that inside. You go and say it out loud. Oh, I think the coffee got my nose. Oh.
If there are muscle cars outside, 50s music playing, and you can wear flip-flops.
I don't want 50s music. I'm not into 50s music. Thank you. I said coffee got my nose. Thank you. I can't wait to see a twitch on that one. I know you saw the coffee shoot all over the room. I just spit taste. So there's a snafu. I got to work on it.
Let's see. The snafu. It's the male people. The Bushes confiscate mail. Ashley's wedding date and the lack of a suit.
But not even her real wedding date. Just some date.
Right.
All right. So.
So I'm working on it.
Okay. Well, why would you start working on it after you're late? Why wouldn't you work on it beforehand?
He sent the save the date months ago.
I didn't get it. That's the part that was
Bush.
Why you guys are busy, like laughing at the Bushes and everything else. I was explaining it's not in the pile.
Well, there was the save the date and the invitation.
There's two things that come.
I don't know why the hell I didn't get them. They're not in there.
That's wild.
Yeah. I did not throw them out.
Yeah, no.
Hand to God, I did not throw them out.
I wouldn't think you would.
Yeah. No. But this has happened before. I've not received stuff in the mail. I've had bill clerks going, you didn't pay your bill. I didn't get a bill last month.
Yeah.
You know, I see a different person every now and then at my door.
Normally, when it's a long story,
if my neighborhood
gets to why you're not going.
I don't know if my neighborhood.
Like, just say you're not going.
I don't know if my neighborhood. I'm going to try to go.
No. Okay. Why wouldn't you just tell the kid, I love you, man. Here's a gift.
I may have to do that.
Well, how long is it going to take you to figure that one out?
I should know this week.
Okay. Well, what do you have to do to know?
I got to call some people.
Some people.
Yeah.
You're looking at me. You're pissed. Now I get. Hold on. Is there a screen I can put up? On
Now that the afternoon. Now it will be afternoon day.
I just raised the monitors and lowered my seat. I can't see anything.
Well, I see the top of my hat.
You just fell.
Why don't you just tell Phil now you're not going to make it?
Because I'm going to try.
No, but what does trying mean? What does that mean?
It means I'm going to try.
But, like, he has to pay for a plate. Like, he's got to make table arrangements. Like, there's planning that goes into it. It's not like a last-minute thing.
Yeah, I appreciate that you want to be there, but you this is not like...
I know.
I'll just show up.
I'll give you 24 hours. Give me 24 hours.
Okay.
Cool. You put your screens down now.
I don't think you can.
Oh, I see the top of your head like Charlie Brown.
I just always think that it's easier to be up front right away, you know?
I am being up front. That's what happened.
I mean, do you like going to weddings?
I'm not a huge fan of weddings, no. But yeah, I mean, go.
This
to,
is what,
but
now I, we're but, getting to some truth.
But I go to weddings. Yeah, I went to your wedding.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. But I think that you know, I think you did it out of obligation, not because you have a good time at them. I don't think you see like a wedding invitation and say, "Oh man, I can't wait."
That's any wedding invitation,
right? That's what I'm saying.
I'm not a wedding person.
No.
You know, but I go.
Weddings are about having a good time.
I go. You know? I go out of respect for people.
He
yes,
doesn't want anyone to be there and feel like a hostage.
It was important for me to invite you, but I never wanted you to feel obligated to come.
No.
But we do need an answer,
right? Give me 24 hours.
Okay, cool. We can give you 24 hours.
Wait 24 hours for the no. You know it's going to be no. Oh, hold on.
Oh, sorry. That's not funny.
No, you know it's going to be no. Why wouldn't you just say now?
I don't know if it's no.
But you do. You're not going to buy a suit. You're not going to miss out on getting paid to do a gig.
Yeah, but I mean, you know.
I mean, it's a big swing in money.
Yeah, I mean.
To get a suit?
Yeah. I don't know. This got to be like, you know, Kmart or something like that.
We did get a text from a tribe member suggesting maybe you can get a P.O. box, AJ. That way you can just go to a certain place every day and get your mail so nothing's lost.
Well, we're on to this now.
Yeah. So I just grabbed the mail right now, but thank you.
Just a suggestion.
Yeah. We're just having fun. Okay.
I noticed.
All right. Are you not
I feel like a crumb as it is right now.
Well, why do you feel like a crumb?
Because I didn't know that the date was when it was, and I went and got booked for a show and everything and stuff. And, you know, I also don't want to miss commitments, you know, with shows either, you know? Yeah, so it's like, you know, but this is important and everything, and I feel like an idiot right now.
Is that any different than any other day?
Yeah, it's true. I should learn. I still have coffee in my nose. Ah, it smells like the whole room's like a coffee.
Well,
now.
For we're up to you. Would you rather be on a stage, or would you rather be at Phil's wedding?
Both.
Now, be honest.
Both.
Mm. We're not going to have a stage at the wedding.
I know.
If that's what you're asking.
All right. Who wants kiss tickets?
Actually, ooh. I do. Yes.
Well, then you'd have to miss Phil's wedding.
We've come full circle again, haven't we?
Kiss tickets!
Yay!
Yay!
All right, Kiss coming to Xfinity Saturday, May 14th. Anything going on Saturday?
You know, it sounds familiar, that date. I don't.
Yeah, it's called Shut Your Face Day.
I don't know what
Phil,
it is.
Will you be going to Kiss on May 14th?
I thought it was the 22nd.
See, I know what you're doing right now, and it's not a good idea.
I think it's funny.
Yeah. So a lot of things. Hey, look, someone ran over a Volkswagen outside. I thought it was funny.
Why are you so upset about that?
Oh, I don't know. It's a whole three against one thing, that whole thing.
I'm not against
it. I must, you know, I'm backed in a corner here. I got to, like, you know, keep swinging.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the first joke I made about this. It was the first one.
AJ's doing math right now.
That's my like eighth one. So,
would you? Oh no, Phil, you know. Yeah, you're right.
Phil's
this,
fine.
This one, that room needs to be shut up entirely.
That room,
I need to be shut up.
Shut up.
There's a button. The whole reason why I'm in this room right now. Hey, look, it's quiet again.
Right.
So, Kiss is coming.
Yeah.
The day of Phil's wedding.
I can't go. I'm going to Phil's wedding.
Yes, I know. Kiss don't want you anyway.
I won't be able to attend the Kiss show.
Why?
I'll be at Phil's wedding.
Oh.
I'll either be on stage doing comedy or Phil's wedding.
Oh, my God.
Relax, dear. Nothing to see here. Keep moving.
Yeah, no. I'm actually enjoying watching you squirm.
I'm not squirming. I'm getting pissed. It's a big difference.
All right. Well, why are you getting mad? See, I'm on your side. I just... See, here's the thing. You just need to just... Say how you feel.
It's yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I feel pissed. How's that?
Well, I mean about everything.
Okay, I'm pissed about everything.
Not wrong.
Everything.
No, but how do you make, like, just saying yes or no to a wedding so complicated?
That's just how I roll.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm missed. You know me for how many years?
Yeah.
About 28 years now?
I'm almost 30.
Has it ever been easy?
No.
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 No. You're right.
I am Mr. Toad's.
None of us
right.
should be surprised.
Thank you.
And we shall accept you exactly the way you are.
Yeah. I'm, you know, I'm like the nutty professor, you know, I'm like things are flying around all the time, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. If something's going to happen, guaranteed something's going to go wrong.
Do you enjoy our company?
Yes, I do.
That's a lie.
Okay, two of you. Forgot about Judgment Day in there.
Yeah. I feel like when we're together, you have a good time.
Yes, yeah. I do. Mm.
Then he throws darts at my face at home in the garage.
No. I bring you down to the range.
Oh, that's better. Mm.
Axe throwing range? Or?
Yes. You're actually crossbow. So, Kiss tickets.
Yeah. No, sometimes I feel like when we're all together. Should I move on? Let's take a vote.
No, go for it. We're together, yes. Well, you guys are drinking and I'm not, so it's kind of hard to be the sober person. Oh, everybody else is getting polluted.
You could drink at the wedding and just stay over. It's a hotel. You can get a room.
Yay!
I'm trying to help you out here.
Oh, that's true. That is why you seem annoyed.
Well, yeah, because
you're around a bunch of drunk people.
You guys are all having a good time. I'm sober. You've ever been sober about a bunch of people who are drunk?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
The same joke happens like 15 times in
a
row.
It's yeah, like it's
and you're like,
not
okay,
that
I got
anymore.
It the first time.
She's crawling into the room singing Celine Dion or right. whoever.
On my hands
Adele.
And knees.
Exactly, right.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah. Yep.
Fireball is now missing.
We're all singing loud to every song.
As loud as you can be, yep.
Yeah.
I'm wondering how come there's no neighbors calling right now. There's no patrol car pulling in front, nothing.
No.
Nope.
My neighbors love me.
Yep.
I promise not to crawl on the floor at Phil's wedding.
Oh, trust me, you will anyway.
Just don't go in the harbor. That's really the only thing we're worried about.
That probably will happen.
Hey, Jay, have you seen
swimming?
Ashley?
Nope. Nope, I heard the splash and everything. Nope.
What is that, a harbor seal?
It is now.
He's got really white teeth.
Seriously.
Has anyone got Phil and Amanda the gift yet?
The gift.
I got a gift. For Amanda's shower. So now there's the wedding gift.
Yeah.
So no.
Don't stress it. There's time.
Mm. There really isn't.
No.
You want to get something nice.
No, not
I'll
for the...
I'll tell you what.
You don't have to have it on the day of the wedding.
Yes, that's, you do.
No, you don't. No,
really?
You don't. Etiquette is you can have it within a year of the date.
Oh, really?
No,
really?
Yes.
You're crazy.
Oh, this her. One. This one here is greedy Gus.
Oh, no.
Gimme, gimme, gimme.
You're going to be a doorman.
Oh, yeah.
You're not going to be able to get in unless you pay.
She's going to pat you down
where's
when you're
gift?
Walking in. Yeah.
Let's open it up. Let's see what we got here.
Yeah, where's the envelope?
This is a $30 knickknack. Sorry, you got to go.
Yeah, no, we're registered
thank you.
Someplace expensive.
We'll tell the bride and groom you were here.
Right.
Hit the road. Cheapo!
A year after your wedding, nobody cares.
You won't be able to, like, you won't be able to like, even drive down the street. I mean, like, the cops blocked it off.
Like a police border.
Exactly right. Yeah, you got to show.
All right, let's take a look here in the back seat. Is there a gift? Okay. Envelope? Let's take a look here. Let's hold it up to the x-ray. Is there money in this envelope?
That package seems awfully small.
You know, it's like $300 a head here, so you're not at $600. Sorry, you got to go.
Weigh the package.
Mm.
Seems a little light.
How much is it a head, Ashley?
I don't
Well,
no.
We need to know the math so we could. What do you? You have to at least double it, right? You have to at least cover your plate,
right?
At least that,
and then more, because then it becomes a gift.
I would say the assumption would be $150 a plate.
Mm.
So if there's two people, you should have a minimum $300 gift.
Okay.
And if you're one person, that's $300, right? Get double the plate. Is that what the deal is?
What?
No, like it's $150 a head.
If it's one person. A good gift to be like to give $300.
Yeah, because you cover yourself.
Yeah, you cover yourself. You know, you're going by yourself. Right. You have one plate, you're paying $300 to the plate.
Right. The minimum would be $150.
Right.
Mm. I think that's a safe starting point.
What's wrong?
Nothing. I mean, just everything's gotten so expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all right. You only live once.
That's true.
Mm. And Phil's only going to have one wedding.
You know, some folks know. I had a friend of mine got married, Terrace in the Park, right? Terrace in the Park back in like the early 80s, which was very expensive. It was like $27,000 for his wedding, which back at the time was
that's
expensive.
That's like 100.
Yeah, now it's like 100. Yeah, yeah. Mm. And then, you know, all these lavish things. He had the people with the string quartet walking in.
The people with the
they had the freaking Doves. They had a sushi bar.
Doves.
There was they had the band.
Wow.
Jolynn Turner from Rainbow sang Misty.
Oh,
okay,
boy.
All this stuff happened, right? Beautiful wedding. They modeled themselves at like, know, Tommy Lee and whoever the first bride was, right, with the white tuxedos and all this stuff. Everybody's all rocked out. Really awesome wedding. Year and a half later,
yeah,
they ended.
It but happens.
Yep. That's not going to be Phil and Amanda, though.
Does anyone do the dove thing anymore?
They did.
I know no. they did.
Yeah.
Yeah, back then it was something. Yes. Yeah. What? What? Go ahead.
I don't know. It sounds like it could be fun.
In other words, she has doves.
I could tell AJ's holding back on a lot of this conversation.
Well, yeah, because he can't lose that kind of language in the air. I'm like censoring myself going
I do
along.
Think that is part of it.
My knuckles have been white
I just
ever
wish
since.
You
like,
would just tell us how you feel.
Yeah. Tell me how angry you are at me.
There's not enough time. But no, I'm not angry at you. Okay, I have an issue I have to work out. I'm just asking everybody to just leave me alone for a moment. That's all.
Are we done? Is it over? Is the moment done?
You know, we need to open the window. So like, just physically throw things in there. Like, you hear, ow! Yeah. Right. It was easier in the same room. I had flip-flop, just throw it at her. It was easy.
That did happen a few times.
Yep. Mm. Your predecessor knew how to dodge a flip-flop.
I didn't know that you had a year.
I had no idea also. That's
well,
good.
You don't.
That takes the pressure off.
That's true. Yes.
That's
well,
true.
Well, I've been looking. And you can and, move. You know, I don't want to settle. I have a specific thing in mind, and I think with this global pandemic, there's a problem.
Yeah, supply.
Yes.
Supply makes it hard.
I don't want to settle.
That thing I wanted to get you, but just it's not here.
Yeah.
Everything on the registry is like gone.
So wait. So there's...
Oh, that's the other thing, the registry. I don't even look at that. I get what, you know, I probably should look at that.
So how many gifts are we talking about here now? I mean, I know you pay, you give money at the wedding. There's another gift involved, too?
No, you don't have to do both, AJ.
No.
There's either cash. There is a second one. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. So that part's cool still. Okay, good.
Yeah. No, I... What? Ashley?
I'm not... my friends aren't getting married anymore. My friends are getting divorced now, so...
You're in the divorce
phase. I'm in the ending stage. Yeah.
You're not going to showers.
Right, exactly.
Or
right.
whatever.
Right, there's no showers.
You know, bachelor
all
parties.
All their kids are grown up and stuff like that.
Gender reveal.
Yeah, none
you're
of that crap.
You're not going to any of that.
None of that crap. Right. No.
No.
No. No. Life is normal.
It's settled down.
It's normal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your friends are having grandchildren.
Right.
Raising grandchildren.
Right, exactly.
Whatever.
And they don't even see them. It's good. Everybody's good.
No, you either give cash or a gift.
Okay.
I normally like cash around Christmas or birthdays, but for a wedding, I like it to be something where people will come over and say, oh, where did you get that?
Yeah, it's easy. You just keep the check. Yeah, look.
Copy.
It's a good check. You put in a frame.
Yeah.
I need that check back.
What's on Phil's registry? We haven't even looked.
I don't know, because we were told the princess in there, and we never filmed. That's why the whole thing started.
There was a lot of kitchen stuff on there.
Kitchen stuff? Like what? Like
that's what I figured.
Like a Cuisinart?
They have like an avocado musher masher, which I would have gotten, but it's gone.
Is that what it's called?
That's what I call it.
Hmm.
For guacamole, but you put the avocado in there and you mush it, and then you mash
it. Yeah, because
avocado
is a bitch to mush.
I got to tell you, there was a fight over that item.
Why?
Because Amanda's like, oh, I'm going to put this on. I was like, for all the avocados we don't eat? I was like, we buy them, they rot on the counter. And she's like, no, but I need the masher.
We do that with bananas.
I go, it's called a fork. You get a fork and you mash it. It's not like we're not talking about something that needs a specific tool. A fork will mash the avocado.
Oh, yeah. It's really not tough to mash an avocado. Yeah, sometimes just putting it in the freaking grocery bag does it. I don't know. Who the hell does it? Like slam. Like, why is one side flat?
You just need the right tools.
Never have a basketball player as
a
guy who does your bag.
Maybe it's a Salvation Army bell ringer that you walk by.
Yeah, it's like Emerald's in there. Bam!
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.